Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
The good news.
It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor.
Turning Around for Me by Vanzette Mitchell. Woo,
That was a blessing, turning around for me. I feel like the Lord is turning a lot of things around for me. I know you're on the line too. Believe, feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost is operating in your life and on this broadcast during the week with the awesome men and women anointed of God that bring the word to us all during the week. So we just praise the Lord for that. We're so blessed to be back on the line again today. So with that, I'm going to go and welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, at this today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and they overcame, and you can find that in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11, and that's no other than with Minister Billy Burns. And if you have a testimony, come out and give your testimony or listen and be a support to that broadcast. And early Sunday morning prayer. And we have early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer that each and every one can come out and pray 3, 5, 7 minutes as the Lord lead us to do. And we're so thankful for that opportunity to go forth where he can hear our voices when he opened up the time for us to come forth. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments that air under New Destiny Ministry. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook. And we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive message. You know, we are appreciative, and you know, we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're so excited today. You know, our subject been, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It was last week, and the Lord hadn't finished speaking. So we're so excited today to have our speaker on, and there's no other. I'm getting you on early, I guess, Minister Democrat. No other than Minister Liberal Democrat. And he's all the way from Los Angeles, California. And you know, it's just a blessing how Jesus Christ himself set up his people to come on this line. He first came on, as I recall mentioned, knowing him. He came on the chat room to check us out. And he kept coming on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, and finally I looked up, and he had his number on the switchboard. So, you know, we serve an awesome God. You know, he knows who he wants to send on this broadcast to do the work of the ministry. And he's been just a blessing, and just have a loving and kind spirit and always patient, because he's always got a rhema word for the Lord or a song in his heart. And he studies, and he's called the ministry. We knew when he opened his mouth, he was called and chosen and anointed. So we're just so excited to have him on the broadcast with us, you know, as our family of call-in believers on this broadcast. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Minister Liberal Democrat from Los Angeles, California, man of God. Could open up with a prayer, and as the Lord leads you, you bring forth the word. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the redeemed. Amen. Of the Lord said so. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. For the redeemed. Amen. Who called in the line on today. Amen. The God and who's able to stand up. Amen. In spite of what happened to them this week, last night, the night before that, last month, and they still decided to say so. Amen. In spite of what's happening right now, what's happening, what's going on right now, amen, they said, I'm still saved, still sanctified, still filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to talk about that today. Amen. We're going to deal with some words and stuff like that. We're going to teach a little bit, preach a little bit. Amen. And just let God have his way. Amen. And we're talking about redeemed tonight. So amen to God. Amen. We ask the prayer warriors, amen, get ready. Amen to, amen, the bind. Amen, the strong man. Amen. Because, amen, we understand where we are at. Amen. You could be in a church. Amen, amen, where thousands of pastors and elders are at. But we understand, amen to God, that there are principalities. In other words, amen to God, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities. In other words, these demons have been given positions and assignments to buffet our ministries, to buffet, amen, our mantles, amen, amen, our calling, amen. And Bible says, amen to God, when the sons of God were to present themselves, the Bible says, amen to God, that the adversary showed up and he said, from whence cometh thou? And he said, from to and fro and up and down in the earth and whatnot. So understand, amen to God, that there's always another element, another presence. Amen to God. So, amen, as we get ready to pray, so find you a place. Amen, amen. You might want to turn your car off. You might want to pull over. Amen, amen. You might want to just go up to the bathroom if you're at your office listening to the broadcast. You might want to, amen, amen, close your door, go in your bathroom. Find you a place. Amen, amen, that we can go into prayer and whatnot. We're talking about redeem today, amen. This is your chance to redeem yourself, amen. Before you called in, you might have said something. You might have done something. You might have thought something. But, amen, God always gives you a chance. Thank God for grace. Amen, for lines like this, broadcasts like this, and prayer. Prayer gives you a chance to redeem yourself. You say, Lord, I might have lost that battle. I might not have reacted, amen, the way that I should have reacted. Amen. But God, now on this line, amen, you gave me an opportunity to redeem myself in prayer. So, amen, we ask you that you find you a place. Amen, amen. Every pastor, every evangelist, amen, amen. Every intercessor, amen. Hallelujah. Every prophet, every prophetess, amen. Find you a place. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get our ropes out. Amen. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth, amen, going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, amen, is going to be loosed in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come on somebody, hallelujah, amen, amen, we begin to bind the storm. I'm trying to redeem myself, Lord, amen. I might have thought something, I might have said something, I might have reacted differently than the way I should as a practicing Christian, but God, in this prayer, amen, forgive me, Amen. As I redeem myself. Amen. Before you're able to bind any demon, amen, you have to redeem yourself first. Amen. So, amen, begin to redeem yourself. Begin to repent. Amen. Every soul that's on this line, begin, Lord, forgive me for every thought, every sin of commission and omission. Amen. I might not remember. Amen. I might have been ignorant of the fact that it was not in your will. But God, forgive me. Amen. Come on, come on. This is redemption. This is what redemption is about. Come on. God don't care about your title. God don't care about your position. Amen. But amen, he cares about his kingdom work. Amen. And if you're going to do God's kingdom work, oh, come on, come on, come on. The redeemed are the only ones allowed to take those positions. So the redeemed said so. What are they saying? The redeemed are saying what? Lord, forgive me. Lord, I made a misstep. Lord, I did not react the way that I should, so forgive me so I can go back into battle. Come on, somebody, and begin to redeem yourself in the name of, oh, come on, come on, come on. I begin to, Lord, I want my prayers to get through, amen, but I understand that my prayer will be hindered unless I am redeemed. My gift won't be activated unless I am redeemed. Begin to redeem. Come on, come on. Redeem yourself in the name of Jesus. How do I redeem myself? Amen to God, by prayer. Lord, amen, forgive me. Lord, hallelujah, I repent in the name of Jesus. Lord, not sorry that I got caught. Lord, not sorry, amen to God, that some, oh, come on, come on, somebody seen me or somebody heard me. Amen, but Lord, I'm sorry that I acted out of your will. It's not what happens to you, but it's how you react to what happens to you. Remember, remember, remember. Amen, amen, amen. The attack is necessary. And that's going to be our message today. The attack is necessary in the name of Jesus. Come on, get your ropes out. Amen. Now that you have been redeemed, amen, 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 you have asked God to forgive you. Amen. Not praying for folk, but you was praying for yourself just then. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you are redeemed because the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin if we sin. So in the name of it, with that, amen, assurance, with that blessed assurance, amen, get your ropes out. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth, amen, going to be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Now I have access to that rope. I have access, amen, to that binding power. Amen. As we begin to bind the strong man that's been assigned to this line, that demon that's been assigned to your ministry, that demon that's been assigned to your prayer group, that demon that's been assigned to buffet your mantle. Amen. Now that your brothers and sisters have been redeemed because we had prayed and we had shook that stuff off of us. Somebody might want to just shake right now. Hallelujah, I've been redeemed, Lord. I have no condemnation because I said, Lord, I covered myself just in case I approached this broadcast and I had something on me. I asked God to forgive me. And now that God has forgiven me, I've been redeemed and I can pick up my rope now. Hallelujah. I can pick up my Holy Ghost rope, my spiritual rope. And the Bible says bind. Amen, amen. I charge you, every pastor, every evangelist, every intercessor on this line, every preacher, amen to God, every man and woman of God who has been redeemed. And amen, if you were obedient, amen, and ask God forgiveness, you are redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care what happened before you called into this line. Amen. If you prayed and you were sincere, amen, God forgave it, and God said, now go back to fighting. Holly, don't beat yourself up no more. Pick up your rope and begin to bind these strong men in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time to bind. It's time to bind now. Amen. The redeemed. I need the redeemed folk. Amen. To bind, because we're going to speak this message. Amen. The night's message, this afternoon message, this morning, whenever you listen to it, the attack was necessary. It was necessary. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, demon. Amen. That's messing with that woman of God. That's messing with that man of God. That's messing with their ministry. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, come on. This is the redeemed talking. Amen to God. I've been redeemed. I redeemed myself. Amen to God. Because God said, amen, we have to present ourselves. That means I have to literally put myself in position. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as a redeemed person, oh, God, I step in position with my rope, and I bind up that demon who's been assigned to this broadcast, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I take away, I cancel your assignment, demon, in the name of Jesus. You are speaking and listening to the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Begin to cancel his assignment in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment, devil. Come on, somebody. I need some binders on this line. Amen. You need to understand that it's a spiritual realm. And when you call into places like this, amen to God, there are spirits moving, trying to get into your house, trying to get into your mind, trying to get into your ministry. So, amen to God, as you begin to bind him up, amen, he has no authority to come back into your house. Amen. Begin to cover yourself in the name of the blood of Jesus. Come on. Amen, amen. If you ain't never bound before, just start pleading the blood of Jesus so he don't come in your house. Because when we run these spirits off this line, when we run these spirits off your ministry, they're going to try to go somewhere. But amen, if you say the blood of Jesus, amen, every demon know that name. Hallelujah. So amen to God, if you're not binding with us, begin to say the blood of Jesus. You sitting in your car on the side of the road, just keep saying the blood of Jesus, and you're going to feel the atmosphere in your car begin to change. If you sitting in front of your computer, amen, listening to this broadcast, and amen to God, if you begin to say the blood of Jesus, you're going to feel the atmosphere in front of that computer change. You might be listening on the phone right now. Amen. The atmosphere, amen, inside your telephone, your conversation going to change when you say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Lord. Amen. You might be at work and you can't say it out loud. Just whisper it. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you're typing right now and just listening and you can't talk out loud, I want you to speak it. Because, amen, all you got to do is speak about it, and that activates, amen, the angels. That activates that authority that God has given you. Amen. God, I'm thinking about it. It's the blood of Jesus. Amen. I don't even have to move my lips because it's bigger than my lips. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to open up my mouth because it's bigger than inside of my mouth. It's inside of my body in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, come on. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm speaking it. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood. I might need to walk through my house. If you're at home right now, you might want to walk through your house saying the blood of Jesus is how you bind, take away his authority. Amen, amen, amen. You are redeemed. God did not just redeem you, amen, to stay by yourself, amen, to God, and keep it to yourself. He wants you, amen, to God, to go out, amen, amen, and bind up them devils. Take your streets back. Take your neighborhoods back. Take your congregation back. Take your prayer group back. Take your Bible studies back. Take your children back. Take those who were assigned to you back. Take your armor bearers back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood. Hallelujah. I speak it right now. A few more minutes. Hallelujah. A few more seconds. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. We're talking about redemption. Amen. Amen to God. Amen. I'm redeeming myself. Amen. 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 Sometimes say, Lord, I made a mistake. Amen to God. Back in the day, I did this. But now's your chance to redeem yourself. Lord, before I called into this line, hallelujah, I ain't had no power. Amen. I ain't prayed. I ain't opened up my Bible. I ain't even got into your word for a long time. I hadn't gotten no rhema word. But oh God, hallelujah, I've been under attack. But oh God, right now, today, in the message, the attack was necessary. We speak this in the name of Jesus. Amen. With every demon bound, amen, cannot hinder, amen to God. Now, you have, amen, the authority, amen, to receive now. Amen. There is liberty now. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're called in here, you redeemed yourself. You shook off the world. Amen. Somebody said, I was too much in the world. I had the world on my mind. I had my job on my mind. I had the worldly stresses on my mind. But, amen, as you begin to shake it off, because that constricts you. Amen. The Bible says, amen to God, wear the world as a loose garment. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Amen, amen. Wear the world like a loose garment. Amen. And we always talk about that. Amen, amen. When I'm wearing loose clothes, I can move around better. Is that right? Amen. I can move my legs around better. But when I wear my clothes too tight, I can't move, right? You might look cute, but you can't move. And that's what it is when you're wearing the world around you. Amen, amen. You might look cute, but you ain't got no power. So the Lord had you called into this line today. You might have been wearing the world too close, worrying about too much what's going on in the world. But God got you on the line today to get you refocused. Amen, amen, and get you redeemed. Amen to God. And said, now it's time to wear that world loosely. Amen, 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 amen. I just go there, but then when I come home, I don't bring my job home with me. Amen, 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 hallelujah, amen. When I come home, I don't bring that stuff in my house. This is a holy place. Amen, amen. When I'm in my house, amen, holy things happen in this place. And the redeemed of the Lord begin to say so. Amen, amen. So we thank God, amen, for those of you, amen, amen, amen. You can get up, amen, from your knees, amen, of God. You can, amen, sit back in your chair, amen, of God, or you can keep walking like I'm walking right now. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank and praise God those who bound the strong man with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And there were those that were obedient. If you were obedient, amen, and when you called in, and if you just now called in, amen, and you hadn't had a chance yet, amen, God. We're talking about redemption. Redeem yourself regardless of what you might have done. A lot of people don't go to church today. They say, well, I want to get myself together before I go to church. You cannot do that by yourself. All you can do is say, Lord, forgive me, and let him do the rest. And be willing to let him do the rest. This is how God works. This is how it happens. Many of us, I was watching a show. Amen. You know, I watch them shows sometimes, the Storage Wars. And in this show called the Storage Wars, these are abandoned storage units wherein people would store their life possessions. And you have to pay a fee to store your life possessions in these places. And sometimes when you fall on hard times, you find yourself, I can't afford it anymore. And somebody on this line has said that before and had thought that before. I can't afford all the stuff that I'm storing up inside of me. It's costing me too much. It's cost me my friends. It cost me, amen, I got a job. I'm storing some stuff up inside of me that I can no longer afford to pay for anymore. Hallelujah. There's a war going on. And amen, with the storage war going on, amen, I find out that all this stuff inside of me, I no longer have enough to make the payments. Amen. So what they'll do is they'll send you a letter and they'll tell you that unless you pay for this storage unit, the place that you stored all your stuff, amen, God, we're going to offer you an opportunity to buy it back because we're going to auction it off to the highest bidder and whatnot. So you sitting up there, amen to God, and you're going to have to pay if you want your stuff back. And a lot of us said, well, if I couldn't afford it then, amen to God, I can't afford it now. But oh, praise God, amen to God, amen, like I'm watching a storage unit, people are willing, amen, to come in and buy these things. Hallelujah. And this is what we're talking about today. You could not afford it, but amen, you've been redeemed because Jesus came back in and all your stuff, amen, that you could not afford anymore, all that stuff that's inside, all that hurt, all that pain, everything, I don't even know what's inside your storage unit because I don't know your life, but you know what's inside your storage unit, and all you know, it has been costing you. Amen. Every day it's been costing you. Lord, it's too much. Amen. Too much pain. Lord, it's too much hurt. It's too, Lord, I cannot, amen, pay for this anymore. And you almost want to abandon, amen, God, yourself. You want to abandon stuff because it's too much. But you came on this line today, and God is reminding you that the attack was necessary. The attack was necessary. I want to give out a word as we get ready to go into our message. And we're talking about, and the redeemed of the Lord said so. And I believe if you were obedient, you are redeemed. You ask God's forgiveness, regardless of what your life looked like before you called into this broadcast. You said, Lord, here am I. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything that I've done, anything that I've said, anything that I've thought, amen, to God, that has not been in your will, forgive me. Hallelujah. But we're going to talk about tonight, this afternoon, this morning, depending on when you are listening, about the attack being necessary. The attack being necessary. Now, think about this word, and maybe you might want to look it up, antidote, A-N-T-I-D-O-T-E, antidote. Now, many of us, when people are bitten by snakes, the only thing that's going to keep them alive is an antidote. And a message, the attack was necessary. Now, many of you that have called in, the reason that you needed to be redeemed in the first place, you found yourself under attack. You were, amen, going through your life and everything was fine, and then one day something happened. You found yourself like Job and David and the rest of the saints of God, that all of a sudden your world just fell apart. But the attack was necessary. Now, again, another television show, they said, this brother loves his TV. I was watching the ER, and this brother, what he does, he treats snake bites. He has different snakes at his clinic. He extracts venom from them. Now, why is that important in this particular message? We're talking about, and the redeemed of the Lord said so. Why is that important in today's message? Well, when a snake bites you, what that doctor has to do, he has to find out the particular snake that bit you. And you use venom from that particular snake. They milk it. And they take the poison out of the snake that bit you, and they turn it into medicine. The Bible says, amen to God. What's that scripture say? That all things work together for the good. To them that what the devil meant for evil, excuse me, God meant for good. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. The attack was necessary. The snake that bit you, that thing that's beating you up right this second, that trial, that problem, that situation, God is going to extract the poison from it, amen, and turn it into something that's going to bless you. If you have not gone through what you are going through today, hallelujah, you could not get through what God is going to send your way tomorrow. Many of you had chicken pox, amen, God, and you will never get it again because the body begins to produce antibodies. And I'm talking about the body of Christ. Amen. It's necessary. In order for me to build up a defense to it, I got to first get hit with something. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So once you had that virus inside of you, once you've been affected, you can never get it again because your body begins to produce antibodies. Yes, I had chicken pox, but I ain't never got it again. Oh, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen, amen, I was hit. But God gave me the antidote. The attack was necessary. If I had never gotten chicken pox, hallelujah, amen to God, hallelujah, I would continually get it every time that it comes about. But because I got hit that one time, God said, amen to God, I'm going to allow you that first hit. I'm going to allow you that first attack. I'm going to allow that because that first attack is necessary, amen, for me to make the antidote in the body of Christ. So I'm going to let the body get affected one time. Amen. When the body begins to get affected, God begins to build an antidote up in that body of Christ. So when one person in your prayer group is all of a sudden getting attacked, amen, all of a sudden the antibodies come together, and now they can present, amen, to God, an antidote. All of a sudden the warriors come together. Amen, amen. Somebody in your prayer group right now going through something. Somebody in your congregation going through something. Somebody, amen to God, that's assigned to you is going through something. And God allowed the attack for the body, amen to God, to present the antidote. See, God said, I'm going to use the body. I'm going to use the body of Christ to help them get through this. So I'm going to allow the first attack. Amen, because the body won't, amen, be activated unless there's an attack. So, amen to God, there's an attack in your prayer group today. That's why God has you called into this body. There's an attack in your congregation. That's why God has you called in here today. There's an attack, amen, those that are assigned to you. That's why God has you called into this line today. But, amen to God, now that he has allowed the attack, hallelujah, now that the attack has been allowed, amen, 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 now God is saying, now the body, amen, begins to create an antidote, the body. In other words, God wants your body to congregate. God wants your body to get used to taking care of the members. God wants the body to, oh, come on, and the redeemed said so, not the world, and the redeemed said so. So when the church is hurting, amen, when the church get hit, amen, to God, that one time, just like that chicken pox, the body comes together and produces an antidote, so it will never happen again, because the body comes together and fixes the problem. The body comes together, amen, if there's a need in the congregation, the body comes together, amen, to God. So yes, it's necessary for the attack to come. For the body to get, actually, God is activating, even in this conversation, even as you are called in this life, God is activating something in your ministry right now. Amen. The body was attacked, amen, to God, that one time. Amen. Now those antibodies, the Bible tells me, amen, amen, to God, when they get attacked, amen, to God, hallelujah, the more you attack a Christian, the more you attack a practicing Christian, amen, 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 God, the more you activate those gifts inside of him. Hallelujah. This is what's happening right now. Somebody is being activated now. See, when we pray, when we speak, it's a rhema word. It's a word for you. It's not, amen, according to how you used to it coming, but amen, it's coming directly to you. Amen. God allowed an attack in your congregation because he wants to use the body now. God said, I'm making an antidote out of the thing that hurt you, out of the thing that, amen, took you out of the game. I'm going to use that situation to help you and to help the entire body. Notice when the individual was affected, it affects the entire body. So then the body began to come together. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the body, the body, the body. The attack was necessary. Thank you, Jesus. Even now, I want somebody to receive that. I want you to receive it. Amen. The redeemed of the Lord said so. Begin to receive it. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I was attacked for the body to be activated. Your body, if you're a pastor, amen, amen, there was an attack in your congregation. Amen. Because God is getting the body together. He said, I want the body. The antidotes are the members. The antidotes are the members. Amen. Many times we are looking around, where am I going to find the help? This person going through, that person going through. But the antibodies, notice the word bodies. He didn't say things. He said bodies. There are bodies in your congregation. There are bodies in your prayer group. There are bodies in your Bible study. There are bodies assigned to you. So when you begin to get attacked, God begins to activate the antibodies. Oh, come on, somebody. I believe I'm speaking to some antibodies on this line. See, the attack was necessary for you to get activated while you was looking around for the healing. You were looking around for some medicine bottle. But the antibody was you. You are the one that's going to come against that attack. Amen. When we bind the strong man, amen to God, when we started this conversation, amen to God, you begin to take away his demons, take away his authority, and cancel his assignment. But when you cancel his assignment, you activated yours. And what is your assignment? Amen to God, that protect the body of Christ. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, as we speak this message, God, let that rhema word fall. Amen, activate that antibody. Somebody just said, it's not my spouse, it's not my child, it's not my person, they're not connected to me. Am I my brother's keeper? But the Bible says, amen to God, yea, Lord, because the blood always going to cry out to me. Every time something, the blood, and he said, well, Lord, well, you do it. But God said, I'm going to activate the antibodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to activate it. Amen to God. You ain't no getting around it. Amen. In the body of Christ, in a body, there are many members. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter, I believe it's chapter 12. There are many members in the body, but the body can't all do the same thing. The hand cannot do what the eye do. But amen to God, the attack is necessary for these antibodies to be activated. And in the name of Jesus, I charge you antibodies that's on this phone line, amen to God, in your congregation, amen, in your prayer group, amen to God, those assigned to you, amen to God, when they are under attack, that first attack comes to activate the antibodies in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. When that first attack comes, amen, when that first chicken pox comes, amen to God, out of you in the body, it begins to create, amen to God, antibodies. Amen to God, the white and red blood cells, the doctors say, when they're making serums, they put the red blood cells and the white blood cells in a container, and they spin it around, amen to God, and they spin it around until it separates itself, amen to God, and when it separates itself, amen to God, into some serum that can heal you. And I'm telling you right now, this is what the attack does. It begins to separate the people in your congregation. It begins to separate the people in your prayer group. It begins to separate the people assigned to you. Amen. Just like the red blood cells and white blood cells are spinning around to make the serum. And then when it separates, you got the serum. This is what God is doing. I send the attack to separate. Amen. I send the attack to activate those antibodies. In the name of Jesus, there's some antibody. Everybody can't be an antibody. Amen, amen. Everybody not activated. Amen, God. But there are those in your congregation who are antibodies in the name of Jesus. Amen. We begin to cover. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. This is not an easy word, but we're going to pray right now. The attack was necessary. Amen. There's some shaking up going on in this message. The red and the white blood cells are spinning right now in your mind. You decide, am I a red blood cell or am I a white blood cell? Am I an antibody, Lord, or am I just carrying the oxygen and helping the saints? I'm just, amen to God, helping them. I'm encouraging them. The red cell, blood cell, I'm carrying the oxygen throughout the body. That's what the red blood cell do. But what the white blood cell do, I fight the attacks. Amen. So you're deciding right now, Lord, am I a helper, Lord? Am I a prayer warrior, and I'm helping the saints? Am I a red blood cell, or am I a white blood cell? I'm spinning right now, God. Hallelujah, I'm spinning like in that bottle, God. I'm spinning. kind of like in that laboratory. Amen. God, they are separating. Amen. Amen. A life is in danger. Somebody been bit, God. Amen. God, so they're separating. They got the white, amen, God, and the red blood cells. This is what they do when they're making serum. When someone's been bit, what they do, they go to that snake. Amen. God, and they put that snake into an animal, and they infect the animal with the venom. And then they take the blood from that animal that's been infected, and they put that blood inside of a machine, and they spin that machine around, and they spin that blood around, and they spin that blood around. Many of you have been spinning. God's been spinning you. You about to find out who you are. You about to find out, am I a red blood cell with oxygen that's going to give life to the saints and encourage them, or am I a fighter? Am I an antibody? Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to open up my pocketbook, and I'm going to help the saints financially. Amen. God, I'm going to go over their house, and I'm going to clean their house for them. I'm going to go over their house, and I'm going to cook. Amen. I'm going to be a doer. Amen. As God is beginning to spin stuff around your congregation, God begin to spin stuff around, amen, to God, in your prayer meeting group. God begin to spin stuff around, and while you are spinning, you are deciding, God, who am I? Hallelujah. The attack was necessary. God is activating. Even now, somebody just got activated. They found out, amen, to God, amen, are you a red blood cell or am I right? See, red blood cells transport hemoglobin, and what that does is I'm just bringing oxygen. Amen. Some saint was about to give up. I gave him an encouraging word. That's oxygen. Amen. Some saint was, amen, to God, about to give up and need a prayer. I called them and I prayed with them. That's oxygen. But amen, to God, some saint said, amen, to God, I need something today. I ain't got no food in the house. So, amen, to God, that's when you get activated. And when you get activated, God will have you buying bags of groceries and you showing up at their house, amen, because you are a white blood cell. You are antibody. God, show me who I am. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. The attack was necessary. See, God had to show you. Amen, God. It's time now, amen, for the body of Christ to find out who they is. Amen, God. If you are a red blood cell, your job is, amen, God, like hemoglobin. Your job is to transport oxygen throughout the body of Christ. That's what you do. I'm encouraging you. Everything's going to be all right, brother. Everything's going to be all right, sister. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to hold your hand. Everything's going to be all right. But then that white blood cell, that antibody. See, you getting somebody getting spun right now. Amen. Back in the laboratory, that red blood cell is separating from that white blood cell. It's spinning, and they all got specific jobs to do in the body of Christ, but they can't do the same job. Amen. Because somebody got to see oxygen, because some folk will die. They can't breathe on their own. They need, amen, a helper. They need somebody saying, I'm a brother's keeper. They need you in their life. But then there's an antibody. I didn't come to help you breathe. Hallelujah. Somebody else gonna do that. I came to do this. Here's the food, now I'm gone. Here's the money, now I'm gone. Hallelujah. Here's that loan, now I'm gone. Here's that car, now I'm gone. Hallelujah. Here's whatever you need. Here's this rag. Here's me cleaning that room, now I'm gone. Here's me doing, now I'm gone. Hallelujah. God is activating somebody on this line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I found, oh, glory, 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 glory. Somebody else just found out who they were. Hallelujah, amen, amen. So I say, I'm a red blood cell. Amen, amen. My hemoglobin going through the body. Amen, I'm moving. Amen, I'm encouraging. Somebody said they was going to give up, but amen, I testified. I told my story, and they said, I'm going to stay. Oh, come on, somebody found out that they're a white blood cell. They said, well, Lord, amen, I got some extra food in the house. I'm going to bring a bag of groceries over there. I'm going to cook them dinner. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The attack was necessary. Amen. Somebody said the attack was necessary. Amen, amen. See, this is what's happening now. Amen. God, when your body got attacked with those chicken pox, amen, something was activated in your body that it said, this will never happen again. Amen to God. Now God has brought you on this line. Amen. For you to say that. Amen to God. If you are in the middle of some stuff and you hear something, you said, Lord, this will never happen again in my presence. Because if I'm here, amen to God, amen to God, if a red blood cell needs to be activated, amen, I know that somebody needs to witness, somebody needs some prayer, amen to God, I need to be like hemoglobin and transfer oxygen throughout the body, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some all-night prayer. I'm going to go over some people's houses and pray. I'm going to call some people and pray. I'm going to call and do some Bible studies. Amen to God. I'm going to be that life force. Amen. God, use me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The attack was necessary because if he did not attack, I would not have been activated. But now that I've been activated, God, show me who I am. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Am I that red or that white? Come on, somebody's still spinning right now. As we are yet speaking, you spinning. As we are yet talking, you are spinning like in that laboratory. Am I red or am I white? Am I red or am I white? What am I, God? What am I, God? Show me, God, in the name of Jesus, who I am, God. Hallelujah, Lord. And when you show me, amen, activate me, God. And when you activate me, God, hallelujah, like you did with the rod, God. Amen. When I throw the rod on the ground, change it into something else, amen to God, that it can help me do this thing, God, like you did with Moses, God. He said, what is that inside of your hand? Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody called in here today. Hallelujah. See, you've been redeemed for a reason. Amen to God. Amen to God, to be a red blood cell or a white blood cell. You've been redeemed to bring oxygen throughout the body of Christ, or you've been redeemed, amen to God, to be an antibody and to fight, amen, in the body of Christ, amen, to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody finding out now. God, here go, a rhema word. Somebody receiving it. I'm a red blood cell. Somebody say, I'm a white blood cell. Somebody finding out who they are in the body. You would have never found out if that attack didn't happen. You would have never got into the got a tolerance for chicken pox unless you got it. Now you got it, you'll never get it again. You will never get it again because, amen, there's too many antibodies inside of you that recognizes what it looks like. And when it tries to inject itself and when it tries to come in there, amen to God, the antibody get activated. The white blood cell said, you cannot come in here. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, amen. See, this is how you get rid of lack, amen, amen to God. This is how you get rid of, amen to God, hallelujah, hunger. This is how you get rid of all these things in the body of Christ. See, amen to God, when you begin to get activated, see, we are charging you today, amen. When you find out who you are, amen to God, operate in that gift in the name of Jesus. God said, I've given gifts to the church, amen. I've given gifts of help to the church. See, we don't talk about the gift of helps. We don't talk about these other gifts, but these are just as important as the gifts of healing. These are just, oh, come on, somebody. Show me who I am, God, in the name of Jesus. Show me. God, show me who I am. Somebody needs to stand up right now. Amen. Maybe you need to walk back and forth like me. Show me who I, oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The attack was necessary. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say that out loud. The attack was necessary on my congregation. The attack was necessary on my prayer group. The attack was necessary in my family. The attack was necessary in my body. The attack was necessary. Now that I've been attacked, amen to God, amen, things are being activated in this phone line. Things are being activated in your congregation. Now that you understand what's happening, now that you see what's going on, and the redeemed of the Lord start standing up and saying so. Who are you? I'm a red blood cell in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who are you? I'm a white blood cell in the name of Jesus. My job is, amen, I got to be an antibody. My job is, amen, when I see the saints under attack and need a tangible thing, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to go there. What are you? I'm a red blood cell. Amen. I'm like hemoglobin. I carry oxygen throughout the body. Amen. When I see saints getting out of breath, amen, saints ain't encouraged. I'm that encourager. I have a word for them. Amen to God. I got prayer with them. Amen. I know who I am. There's a shaking going on this phone as we are preaching this thing. There's a shaking going on. Amen. You are in that laboratory now, and those things are just stirring and spinning and spinning. Your mind is spinning. Hallelujah. God's going to show you who you are before the end of this message. See, these kind of messages, amen, when you hang up the phone, you operate. The them. You put them into action. It's a rhema word. God is using it. Amen. Even for now. Amen. Looking up the definition of antidote, it says it's a substance that can counteract the form of poisoning. Hallelujah. See, this is you counteract something. It would have took them out. It would have, amen to God, they would have starved to death, because many of the people of God don't look like what they've been through. They could come to church and shout, but go home and their stomach growl and their kids ain't eating and they ain't eating, amen to God. They're hungry and they need food, but they come to church believing God, amen to God. But God going to activate an antibody. He's going to counteract that poison. Many in your congregation are poisoned right now. Many in your prayer group are poisoned right now. Amen. Many as a sign to you, they are poisoned right now. And they need an antibody. They don't need a red blood cell at this moment. They need an antibody. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying, Rod. Lord, activate it. Lord, that rod that's in their hand like with Moses. Amen. Throw it to the ground, God. And change it into what they need, God. I speak it into their life, God. And we bind up the strong man, God. In the name of Jesus, activate that thing inside of them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Like Joseph, God. Like you did with him, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're able, God. Lord, in the name of God, the 47th chapter of Genesis, God. Hallelujah. With Joseph, you was able to buy up land for the people, God. Amen. In other words, he took back territory. Amen. When he bought land, you took back territory. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, like Joseph did. After all of Joseph's suffering, God, amen, he got hit. Amen. It was necessary. If he not got put in that pit, God, hallelujah, God. If he not got put in a different city, God, where the food was at, amen, his family would have starved. His whole nation would have starved, God. But you put him in position, and you activated him. Amen. But you let the attack happen first. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody said, Lord, thank you for the attack. Hallelujah. Thank you for the attack. The attack had to happen. Ask any doctor. Amen to God. Those that are suffering. Amen. Ask any. So those that say, okay, you had chicken pox before. They say, yes. Amen. They ask you because you probably never get it again. They can say, well, we can cross that out. Because whatever wrong with you, we know it ain't chicken pox. Because, amen, after you have it one time, amen, amen, the chance of you getting it again is very slim, because your body has produced antibodies. Amen, amen. So, amen to God. So as I come to your congregation, amen to God, and we see certain things, we say, amen to God, amen. Well, I know it ain't that, because I know they got some antibodies in this congregation. Amen. So I know we're not going to hear a report like that. I know in that prayer group we got some antibodies. Amen, amen, amen to God. When it happens once, amen, the antibodies go into action and begins to help and begins to develop and begins to put out stuff in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see Joseph in the Bible. Amen. Joseph, amen to God. Amen. God is turning him into an antibody. He don't know. He thinks he's being affected. He thinks he's being punished. He thinks he's being affected. He's like, Lord, I've been thrown in a pit, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I keep having these dreams, God. You keep telling me that my brethren are going to do this and they're going to fall down and worship at me with this cold and many color. But Lord, now I see myself in a pit. Hallelujah. I don't understand. See, God is activating somebody on this line that you in your pit experience. Amen to God. And you don't see it yet. But amen to God, in order for you to, amen to God, turn into that serum, in order for you to turn into that antibody, you got to spin around for a little bit. Amen to God. There's a separation got to go on. I got to get you out of self. I got to separate the red blood cells. Amen. Hallelujah. From the white blood cells. You got to spin around for a minute. Somebody say, I'm just spinning. Hallelujah. You ain't been going through something right now. I'm just spinning. God about to show me who I am. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, I'm in this situation right now. I'm just spinning. Hallelujah. Amen. God, I see Joseph was spinning. And then after a while, they come and took him out the pit. Amen. He said, Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm out the pit. And then he's a slave now. Some of y'all find yourself. Amen. I just got out of one thing, and now I'm dumped into another thing. Oh, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. You're fine. You're still spinning. God, I've been spinning for a couple of days now. I've been spinning for a couple of years now, God. I've been spinning, God. What's going on, God? Am I cursed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said no. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you about to find out who you are. in the name of Jesus. So, amen, God, I begin to see, amen, Brother Joseph. Amen, he was thrown in a pit, not by strangers, but by his brethren. Amen, some of y'all on this line got church hurt. Some of y'all been going through stuff because of people. Some of y'all been going through stuff because of someone that you know, somebody that you did stuff for, somebody that you grew up with, and they threw you into a pit in the name of Jesus. Amen, God, you find yourself. Lord, look at that. Look what happened. And then, amen, when I got up out of that mess, amen, now I'm a slave to something. You find yourself, amen, with an addiction. Now I'm a slave to this, God. I can't get away from it. Amen, God, because the people treated me a certain way, I got caught up with addictions. Now I'm a slave, God. Amen, God, I'm doing this now. I'm doing that now. I got addictions. But, amen, God, the Bible let me to tell you today, you just spinning in the name of Jesus. The attack was necessary. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen to God, because it's activating the antibody in you. So we see David moving from the pit experience. Then we see him moving to the slave experience. And then God, in the midst of the attack and in the midst of the addiction, when he was, amen, a slave, God began to give him visions. Am I talking to somebody? In the midst of your addictions, in the midst of the way you was living, God was still giving you revelation knowledge. God was still speaking to you. God was still giving you things about the kingdom work. Amen. God, I don't care about where you're at right now. I'm thinking about where you're about to be. Oh, come on, somebody. This is how God began to activate. God said, I'm about to show you who you is. Somebody say, I'm still spinning. That's all. See, you're going through right now. You're spinning. Amen. God, hallelujah. Joseph was spinning. But in the midst of his spinning, he began to have dreams in that slavery. Hallelujah. Amen. God, when they had him a slave, he was still interpreting dreams. God gave him favor. Amen. How many of y'all know, even in the midst of your addictions, sometimes God will still use you. Sometimes God will still talk to you. Sometimes God will still send revelation. Sometimes God will still give you favor with people. Amen to God. And they say, amen to God. Amen. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Hallelujah. You might be talking to an angel. You might be talking to somebody that can get you out of that pit. You might be talking to somebody that can get you out of that addiction. So you are careful, amen to God, when you are God going through right there, when you are in that experience, and you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, show me who I am. Show me, show me, show me. I'm spinning right now. I'm in that laboratory. They say, amen to God, amen. It's necessary. We got to save a life, amen to God. So we injected, amen, this animal with some, amen to God, infected venom, and amen, and we extracted the blood out of it, because the blood, separate the red from the white. Oh, God, we're going to have a serum. Amen. Don't you know there's an extraction after you get bit? Oh, glory to God. If there's a stretch, that means you ain't going through it for yourself. That cow that they injected with that snake venom, they kept it alive, and they kept injecting this more and more with the venom every week. And they did this for about a couple of months. Amen. They got making the venom. Amen. And the cow's body began to create antibodies. It began to create proteins. Amen. It got that wasn't affected no more. After a while, it got used to it, and it wasn't affected to it now. And then you begin to take that venom from that cow, and you begin to give it to a human. And I'm trying to tell you, this is what God can do. God can use something that happens in another species to affect another species, because God made everything. Hallelujah. So he took that thing, that cow said, I'm not just helping cows, I'm helping other species. So you need to understand, when you're going through what you're going through, when you are injected with poison, when you are injected with stuff, they're going to extract something out of you. Amen. Because you've been through it, because you done built up the strength to it, because you, oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm looking at Joseph. Amen. I'm looking at him as a man, amen, against slavery. Slavery, I associate that with addiction. Imagine somebody just addicted. They're a slave to it. When they tell them to get up, they get up. When they tell them to go to sleep, they go to sleep. When they tell them to do what they do, they do what they're slave to it. But in the midst of that, God talking to them, I'm going to get you out of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't your end. Hallelujah. The attack was necessary. Amen. God, I needed that so I can activate something inside of you. Amen. So spin in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody need to just spin around in the name of Jesus even now. Hallelujah. Because you're coming out of this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. God gave the woman of God this message for a reason. Amen. God, if I'm redeemed, that means, amen, God, I ain't like I used to be. I redeemed myself. If you was a comedian and you went on stage and you told some bad jokes and you got booed, you redeem yourself. The next week, you say, I study a little bit now, and I go back, and this time I refuse to be booed. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. I refuse to the devil to boo me off the stage in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Now, amen, God, hallelujah, I'm redeeming myself. How the devil said, amen, didn't you lose that battle last week? Didn't you lose that battle the other day? Amen. God, but you're back on stage again. How come I see you another again? How come I still see you? Why you ain't give up when I threw you in the pit? Why you ain't give up when I made you addicted and whatnot? I made you a slave, and I gave you all these addictions. Why you still there? And after a while, you got favor. Next thing you know, you see all your enemies asking you for help. All your enemies falling. Your feet feel funny. Like somebody's feet feel funny right now. Because, amen to God, you're walking on top of your enemies. They're your footstools, right? Amen to God. He said, I will make them your footstools, right? So, amen, your feet is getting massaged right about now. Hallelujah. Because you done made it through because of the attack. Your feet getting massaged. Amen to God. Many of you stand up on your feet all day. Many of you walk all day. Many of you, amen, just be on your feet all the time. It feel good to get back. Victory over the adversary when I'm stepping on his head, when I'm taking my authority, and when I'm putting him under my feet where he belongs, and I'm telling him, amen to God, that I found out who I am in the name of Jesus. I'm that antibody in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I just gone over this one house and left these groceries. I just go over this one house. Amen. I just cleaned up the house. I just left this one house. Amen. I just saw them here. And so I just come on, somebody. I'm activating some antibodies on this line. I called you to find out who you are in the name of Jesus. Am I a red blood cell or am I a white blood cell? Amen. Somebody, you're a hemoglobin. Amen. You're a red blood cell. Amen. You got oxygen like hemoglobin throughout the body. Amen. You encouraging this one and this one. Without your words, they would have backslid. Amen. God, without your encouragement, they would have left the church. You're a red blood cell. But you had to spin to find out who you were. You had to get attacked to find out who you was. Now all of a sudden, Joseph is in position now. Amen, 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 amen. He done been in the pit. Hallelujah. He done been suffering from addictions. And I'm just using that paraphrase. He was a slave. But many of us, amen, we've been suffering from addictions. And amen to God. But then in the end, amen to God, God puts you in a position. Amen to God. He said there was a famine that took over the land. There was a lack of this, lack of that, lack of this, lack of that, lack of love, lack of this, lack of compassion, lack of this, lack everywhere. But then God began to activate in that man that he was made a slave, in that man that he put in the pit. He began to activate that antibody in him. He spun him around in that pit. He spun him around, oh God. Oh, come on, come on, come on. He's spinning somebody around in their city now. He's going from city to city, spinning somebody in the name of Jesus. You spinning right now in your state. You spinning in your city right now. You spinning in your congregation right now. God is about to show you something. Joseph was sitting there. He said, amen to God, I recognize these people. Hallelujah. God had gave him a vision. I want you to store up some food because a famine coming. And you're going to be able to help the people of God. Those that did this to you, those that did that to you. Amen. Understand that was an influence. It wasn't them. It was an influence. It was a spirit. And that's why it's important to bind the strong man. If Joseph didn't bind the strong man, he'd have been sitting there saying, I ain't going to help them folks. Look what they did to me. They made me go through this. See, I went through this. Many of you say, amen, I was in slavery. I would have never gotten to addictions before until I went through that church hurt. I would have never got caught out like that unless I went through that church hurt. But now, God spun you around, and you found out that the attack was necessary. In the name of Jesus right now, we begin to pray. Hallelujah. Now that we understand, even what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. I got activated. I got activated, hallelujah, in spite of that stuff. I got activated. God has activated someone today on this line. Amen. You found out who you was, a red blood cell, a white blood cell. Lord, what am I? Who am I? Amen. There's a purpose for everything. There's a time and a place for everything. You found yourself inside of something. God, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? God is doing some stuff right now. He's creating his body. If I made this body, like we were talking about, amen to God, those people recalling stuff. If you believe GMAC can recall something that they made and can fix, why don't you believe God can do the same thing? If God made you, can he recall you? Huh? Can he redeem you unto himself? If he made you, he know everything that's going on in your house, in your congregation, hallelujah, in your family, and those assigned to you. If he made you, he know your ministry. He know your calling. He gave it to you. He the one was on the phone when you picked up. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to believe you. Lord, I'm activated. In the name of Jesus, get your ropes out. You've been redeemed now. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. See, we attracted more demons to this. They got mad, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God, we begin to preach this message. Amen. But we see them. Hallelujah. Amen. We, oh, come on, come on, come on, intercessors. Begin to bind. Hallelujah. Your rope just got bigger now. Hallelujah. Whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. Tie them up. Tie them up. They're in the wrong place. Tie them up. Somebody's saying the blood of Jesus right now. Tie them up because, amen, when you hang up, amen, you're going to keep this message. Hallelujah. When you hang up, amen, you're going to be activated. We charge you to be activated. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Just like y'all put that relaxer in your head. Amen. Again, you got to put some activator in it when you're mixing it up or it won't relax. Some of y'all ain't been relaxed in a long time because you ain't had the activator yet. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. It's time to add the activator in it. Hallelujah. What is the activator? The serum. What is the serum? The antidote. What is the antidote? It's me. It's me. Oh, come on. Somebody need to say it's me. Hallelujah. You done bound up the adversary. Amen, amen. Get his hands off of your ministry. Get his hands off of your people. Give his hands off of, amen, of God, every assignment that you have. Amen. The antidote is you. Hallelujah, we speak this in your life even now. We release this message into your life even now. Hallelujah, that there be no backlash and that there be no retaliation. We release this in your life even now. In Jesus' name, I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Hallelujah, I want to live so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, anytime. I'm gonna preach so God can use me. Come on, somebody, anywhere, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere. Come on, anytime. I'm gonna live so, cause I've been redeemed. God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. Come on, anytime. I'm gonna talk so God can use me. Hallelujah, anywhere. Come on, somebody. Anytime. I'm gonna talk so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. And anytime. In Jesus' name, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist, amen, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was a word.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Hallelujah. One cell is more dominant than the other. Ah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Jesus, which one are you going to activate? Ah.
Hallelujah.
The one
hallelujah.
That can dominate or the one that's going to kill you? Ah, glory to God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Ah, we thank God for that word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That was a
hallelujah.
Good word. Hey, when we say don't sign off, God has a word for you, a word just for you.
Jesus.
You see, God knows,
Jesus.
God already knows who's calling in the line. Now you know no more.
Hallelujah.
He already knows. Because he's already ordained this day. Before
yes,
we woke
God.
Up
yes,
this
God.
Morning, God knew who was going to minister. He
Hallelujah.
Knew the exact
Hallelujah.
Word
Hallelujah.
That he would put in the man of God's mouth today. And he knows each and every
Jesus.
One of us that dialed in to this line. Some that's listening live on the internet
Jesus,
right now.
Jesus,
some may
Jesus,
be in the
Jesus.
Chat room right now. Guess what? It's nothing
Hallelujah.
Hidden from
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let
Hallelujah.
The redeemed of the Lord say so. The man of God has ministered. There's nothing I could add to or take away. Glory to God. But
Hallelujah.
I tell you,
Hallelujah.
In your own private time, go back and listen to these messages. God is not sending this word for naught. He said, my word will not return unto me void. It will accomplish
yes,
that which I've sent it to do. Amen, amen. I tell you, I've been blessed by this word today. So we're going to open up the lines. I see a special dear brother in the Lord. I tell you, he's been a part of my family for a long, long time. Amen. He and I shared. I stayed in my Uncle Winston's home, and he stayed in the suite in the back of me. Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person. And I tell you, he came in and helped set the table, cook with me, and ate with me, and met our family and what have you. He's just been a sweet and dear brother to me and to my family, so we so happy to see him on the line today, and that's none other than Brother David Leake, all the way from Lansing, Michigan. So Lansing is in the house today, and we're going to open
right.
up his line, and then we're going to go to Sister Corinthian. Haven't seen her in a while on the line, and just so happy to see her today. She's a daughter of mine. I just love her and her family. So we going to Brother Leake. God bless you, Brother David.
Well, praise the Lord, and how are you?
just wonderful just to hear your voice and to see you on the line.
You
God
know,
have really encouraged my heart today.
Let me tell you what happened. I was talking to a friend of mine that was down at the music workshop in Atlanta. And he was telling me that the next year it's going to be in New Orleans. And
what?
I told him, I said, I said, I got a friend there. And I said, Adrian, I got to call her and let her know about this that's supposed to be happening next year. I said, because there's one thing I know. I said, if I come to New Orleans, saints of God, if you don't know about Sister Adrian, I'm going to tell you about her and her gumbo. Her gumbo ain't nothing nice. Her gumbo oh, Lord. I tell you, that sister can get in that kitchen and she can sure enough tear it up.
Wow.
When I called and I was listening to the message, and I had an incident, it was meant for me to call. Because, hallelujah, I went through something here on Monday. And in going through it, it was like a rubber band that was being, you know, some people say the rubber band is being pulled on both ends. Well, not my rubber band. My rubber band had four people, and it was being pulled four ways, and it was about to pop. And the person who I was going to go see in this meeting, and I was going to get some things straightened out, was the one that God had used to actually let me know that I wasn't a number, but I was a human being.
All
and
right.
that just, it touched
right.
my heart. It just
All
touched
right.
my heart. And the thing that I got out of the message, the part that I did get, and as being a believer and being brought up in this way all of my life, sometimes when we say, God, let your will be done, we sometimes hold on of a little bit of what we told God to let his will be done because we don't have the confidence in the faith that we should have that God's going to work it out. And sometimes the attack has to happen for God to show us who we are and
Go
who
ahead.
We
right.
are.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
God had this woman to just step into this position and just completely take over, and she had let me know that. And so when I got home, I had gotten so stressed out that I literally was sick. I couldn't keep nothing on my stomach. And I knew it. I laid in my bed and I said, God, I can no longer live this way if I'm going to let things stress me out and me not trust you. I had to apologize to him first because I doubted him. Hallelujah. And as believers, sometimes we really, all we do is have lip service. But we really don't just let it go and let God's will
come
be done.
Come on now, David. I'm going to have to give you a day to preach. Like you're preaching now.
No, you know, Adrian. when God began to actually get into this situation, and at first when I went to him and I apologized, God had me to call the woman that I was going to give her a good piece of my mind. To apologize to her and tell her why, because she was the one that stuck her hand out and pulled me up. And I was thanking God for that, you know. And when this message was when he was talking about the attack, God did it for a reason. God did it for a reason to let me know that when you say to him, let his will be done, then you let his will be done and leave it alone.
All right.
And I'm telling you, I said, I can't go through this no more. I can't. I said, I cannot deal with this no more. I said, because I've been in this too long for me to doubt you. You've done too much for me to doubt you. I told God, I said, I am so sorry. And God then began to have me to call the certain people, and he just told me to apologize and let them know why. So I went
on.
And I'm telling you, this message was right on time. But I will say one thing that I will add to his message when he was talking about the chicken pox. Well, when you have chicken pox in your system, a lot of times when you get older, the entity of chicken pox is shingles. And usually it happens when you get older, and it's a result of having the chicken pox. It's dermal in your body, but when you get older, shingles happen, and it's the same thing as chicken pox, but it's only for you when you get older. And I listened to him, and I said, oh, I got to let him know there's a little bit more to that. I appreciate who God is and who he has to deliver, whose feet he has to carry the word. He said, how beautiful are the feet, hallelujah, that carry the word. And I thank God for the man of God that did deliver that message, because it let me know that was the reason why I was being attacked. So God could get the glory out of the attack. I fully understand that the only way God can do what he has to do is we have to completely trust in him.
We have
to do it. There's no way you can make it to heaven if you don't believe in him. There's no way. There's no way.
All right, and well, we're going to invite you back, David, to render the word and what have you. And, I praise God for your elevation and just thank God for you calling in all the way from Lansing. My dear friend, I love him dearly. And don't be no stranger. We are on this line Monday through Friday, and somebody is going to be ministering the word. So we thank God for you, Brother David. Don't be a stranger. You got my,
personal
number. Now you have the radio line number. So call in at any time if you need prayer for anything. We just love you and appreciate you.
Yes. Well, Adrian, before you hang up, if you would, I would love for you and the man of God to pray for me.
All right. Well, I'm going to have the man of God to pray for you, Minister Democrat.
And Adrian.
Let the speakers pray.
Adrian. And
yes.
The Bible said where there's two or three, so I'm asking you two.
Okay, I'm going to be in agreement with him. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Any special prayer requests, David?
Thank you, Father.
Pardon
yes.
me? To touch my body and for me to fully understand where I need to be in God and
all
how
right.
I have to release and let him.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, amen, that God begin to activate, amen,
thank
that
you,
discernment that's already inside of you. That he
thank
activates,
you, thank you,
amen,
Lord,
that
Jesus.
Word of knowledge that's already
amen.
Inside of you. In the name
thank
of Jesus,
you.
God. Hallelujah. The attack
amen.
Was necessary, God.
Thank
amen.
You,
now begin to activate
yes.
inside
thank
of him the gift, amen, that you put inside
you,
the body, God. Activate,
thank
amen, to God, that gift,
amen.
Oh God, the
thank
thing that
you
desire, God. You say, amen, to God, they pray for gifts, God. You said, that, desire these gifts. Amen.
Thank
these
you.
Are things that is already inside
thank
of this man
you.
Of God. God,
thank
activate
you.
Them. Stir up the gifts, oh God. Amen. That he will have wisdom, oh God. Oh God, that he will understand what is your will,
amen.
God. Oh God, that he will find himself in position. Amen. To do what you would have him to do. We speak this over his life, God. Oh God, you rebuke any lack, God. That you rebuke, oh God, any, oh God, attack on his body, God. Oh God, we release, oh God, divine help into his life, God. Divine help into those that are assigned to him, life, God. We speak this and release it in Jesus' name.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And
thank
somebody
you.
Said, amen, and I receive it.
Amen, and I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
All right. All right, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Watch God. Watch God.
Thank you,
saying.
Lord. I
ah.
bless your name, Jesus.
Watch him.
Hallelujah.
Bless
your
name, God. Thank you. All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless
you. They were healed as they went. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Watch God. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Well, Sister Adrian, and to your listeners, I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you have to do. And now that I have this number, now I know.
All right.
Now I know. And so just continuously keep me in your prayers, and God bless you. And Sister Adrian, I'm so glad that God has put this in your spirit to do, because you just don't know who's listening and who needs help, because we are our brother's keeper. We are. We're helpers to one to another. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, Lord. Mm. Watch God. Watch him. Watch him. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you. Okay.
Amen. Just give God a wave offering. Amen.
Hey,
just receive what God's going to do for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just give. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Receive.
Don't go to Corinthians. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Woman of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, David.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Giving earth to God and to all whom honor to. I so greatly appreciate God for the
God
word that came forth today. My God is blessed my soul. It was just confirmation. About 3 weeks
God.
Ago, my aunt was telling me, I thought we were just talking about different things that's been transpiring in my life. And she told me, you know what, niece? She said, everything you're going through, she said, you got to go through this. She said, you got to go through this, so it'll never happen again. She said, I guarantee you, everything you're going through right now, you're going through this.
God.
And she said, it'll never happen again. She said, everything your husband is going through, he got to go through it. He got to go through
all
it,
right.
so it'll never
all
happen
right.
again. And
all
I thank
right.
and appreciate God for that word today. I was just talking to my oldest daughter earlier on today, and earlier this morning, and she was just really stressed about things. You know how things have been going for her, and then I have my I just had another daughter, just had a baby, and she's been very, very ill since she's had her baby. She's been out in and out of the hospital and stuff with really high fevers, and just going through
my
with my husband being on drugs and just different stuff. I have so many different things that I've been dealing with. And my oldest daughter, she told me this morning, she said, Mama, she said, just when we think things is going to get better, it seems like right when we think we're out of the hole, we get in a deeper hole. She said things get worse for us. And she was just so distraught about the situation. And I was talking to her, and I began to cry. I said, you know, Krishan, I said, even though it don't look good right now, I said, it's going to work together for our good. And I just begin to just trust God. I said, God, this stuff don't look good. It don't even feel good. I said,
my God,
I'm not going to give up on you. And if we don't give up on God, he will not give up on us. And I told her, I said, we just going to believe that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that we can't lose hope, and we just got to believe that God is going to work it out. And I'm just taking God at his word today, and I thank God for that word. My God, that word just gave me enough strength to keep on keeping on. Even when I just thank and appreciate God. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep it moving.
God.
I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep going. And I just believe that this really had to happen. And I know that God is going to work this thing out for my good. And I know that this is, I come to the realization that it's not about me. This is about everything I'm going through is for somebody else. And I thank and appreciate God that he chose me and he gave me enough strength to be able to endure and go through this for somebody else. And I just thank and appreciate God for his word today. And I thank God for all things in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. Just imagine the saints of God getting Exodus out of Egypt and having that great victory, and then they stand in front of a wall of water. Just think about how they felt.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God moved the water out the way. It looked impossible. Came out of Egypt, out of slavery. That addiction is like slavery. It makes him addicted. He has to get up when it tells him to get up. He has to go with it. It's an addiction. But amen to God, when they came out of slavery, a wall was in front of them, and God moved
Jesus.
It. And just like God moved that water in their life, keep on praying and watch what God do. God can have you be the antidote.
So
amen. See, right now, you're going to move from being the red blood cell. Right now, you're oxygen. You're oxygen right now. You're the hemoglobin in that. You're keeping everything alive right now with your prayers. But after a while, God is going to shape-shift you into that white blood cell when you become the antidote. Amen to God. When he can use you to activate something to move that addiction. Amen. So keep praying and whatnot. And keep believing. Watch God move that water. Amen. When the enemy shall come in as a flood, he will raise up a standard. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We speak this over your life, woman of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. The attack is necessary. Hallelujah. But God is activating something. Hallelujah. You've been given a failure to buy.
Put on your war clothes. Eh?
Jesus,
no
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We
hallelujah.
Already got the victory. We already have the victory.
All right.
All
right. All right.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We're standing with you, Sister Corinthian. You ain't alone. You're not alone. A host of angels is right there. They're going to fight for you. They ain't going to speak for you.
That's right.
Oh, you blessed and highly favored of God. God said he'll never forget our labors of love. For every labor of love that you have rendered on behalf of others. Hallelujah is coming back to you. He said, cast your cares upon the waters. In many days hence it's going to return unto you. Don't you worry, God ain't sleep. He never sleep. Hallelujah, he's open 300, and his eyes are open 365 days of the year.
All right.
Going to and fro. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah, he have a checklist. Hey, hallelujah, he has an inventory sheet on everything that you've done. For every deed, for every labor of love. He wants his people to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get discouraged, when we've been running this race for a long time. Sometimes we get relaxed. Hallelujah. We get comfortable. Ain't no time to relax. Ain't no relaxing in Jesus. We can rest in him. He didn't say relax in him. He said rest in me. But some of us are relaxing, and that's why the enemy's coming upon us. Hallelujah. But just know that God already got this thing fixed. This fight has been fixed. It was fixed from the beginning. Hallelujah. We already know Satan is a loser. Hallelujah. We already know he's been defeated. He can't get no victory over God's people. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. So you be encouraged, sweetheart. God ain't forgot you.
That's hallelujah. Right.
People may forget. And we so soon to forget, but God will never forget. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him. Keep on getting your children up at 4 and 5 in the morning, the whole house praying. I know what you do, baby. I know how you intercede for others.
No matter what nobody says, you
keep on getting up, calling on the name of Jesus. He haven't forgotten you. He has not forgotten about you, Sister Corinthians.
Hallelujah.
Please know. This 30th day of July in the year 2014, God know who you are, baby.
That's right.
He haven't forgotten about you. Be encouraged. Don't worry about Kashan. Don't worry about Ashley. They're in the hands of a big God. Hallelujah. His hands are bigger than ours.
Hallelujah.
He knows the heart of every one of your family members. He know their heart. He know their personality. He know their character traits. Ain't nothing hidden from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going back and finish with the other callers that's on the line.
Right.
Seeking God. We want help. Ain't none of
right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In progress. We're trying to get to the city. We haven't made it to the city yet. The man of God said, know who you are, what cell are you, how you operate.
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What antidote that you have, what are you using? Hallelujah,
Jesus,
to heal
Jesus.
Your pain. You didn't preach that word today, nothing else to do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Be encouraged, Sister Corinthians. God got you. God got
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Did you say Sister Kim?
Yeah. Are there only two left on the line? I can't see everybody. This
Sister Renita.
Screen is going in and out.
Another number came on. I don't know. 517-5460.
Okay.
The line is open. Sister Kim?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, God.
God bless you all. God bless you. First giving obedience to God, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Member Democrat, to each and every one that was on. I missed some of the names and people that y'all was calling because I was at physical therapy and I was cutting in and out because I was talking to the doctor. But, oh, it was so hard trying to hold back the praise and everything from the word of the Holy Ghost and from what liberty. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a powerful word. And I just thank God for being able to hear the word on today because I have been attacked in my leg and my left foot for some time now, and the doctors don't even know what it is. They just giving me MRIs. They've been giving me x-rays. I've been going to physical therapy. I've been going back and forth to the doctor. I've been off work since May, but I know that God is healing. He's a deliverer. I know everything is going to be all right because I believe him.
All right.
I thank God for the word today. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Right now on your behalf.
Yes,
God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Even now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we understand, God, that amen to God, what the devil meant for evil, God, you meant for good, God. Oh, God, we speak over our sister Kim's life even now, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Find her, God. Oh, God, and activate that angel in her midst, God. Hallelujah, that warring angel, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, go over her life, God. Oh, God, protect her health, God. Oh, God, as we begin to speak divine health into this woman of God's life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, not by power nor by might, God, but, oh, God, by your spirit, God, activate that angel, God. Oh, God, to hold back the forces of the adversary, to cancel every assignment that came against this woman of God, that came against those assigned to her, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, right now, cover, God, in the name of Jesus, cover. Cover, God. Cover her family, God. Cover her body, God. Cover her ministry, God. Hallelujah. Be a fist around her, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak this right now, God. Hallelujah. That there be no backlash, God. And that there be no retaliation, God. When she hang up the phone, God. Oh, God, continue to activate in her thoughts, God. Continue to activate in her Bible reading, God. Continue to activate in her prayer life, God. Speak to this woman, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Reveal, God, revelation knowledge, God. Discern in her spirits, God. Release them in her life even now, God. God, pour back into this woman of God as she has poured into your people. We speak this, oh God, in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Oh,
Hallelujah. God doing a thing. God is doing stuff. God, see. If there had not been an attack, there would not be an antidote. Hallelujah. If there had not been a bitten, a snake bite, amen, you couldn't have helped those around you that got bit. But God, amen to God, begins to bless you, amen to God, as you are that intercessor. You stand in the gap, amen, because you went through it. Amen. God is going to bless those assigned to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you stood in the gap. Hallelujah. And you stayed on the wall, did not come down, but stayed on that wall. Hallelujah. And endured. Hallelujah. Like a good soldier. Amen. Watch what God's going to do. God, you can't beat God-given. Oh, you can't beat God-given. Amen. No matter how much you try, now as you did that for God, watch what God do. Hallelujah. God's going to do some things. In Jesus' name, we speak it over your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak that. We speak that.
Hallelujah.
God told me some people got
die in order for other people to live.
Come on.
Yes,
Lord. My God.
I have been redeemed.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
And I got to walk. And I got to do what God said to me.
God.
That was for me. That was for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thought it was so unnatural for a woman to go through so much. I was thrown in a pit by family members, by husband.
My God.
And my friends, everybody. I'm like, I thought it was me. I thought something was wrong with me. I'm like, God, what is wrong with me?
My God.
Oh, God, Jesus. That was a part of his... He's praying for my life.
Yes.
Because my ladder, I know going to be better.
That's right. You're going
to be better.
That's right.
It can't get no work. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
For that.
And the good news, woman of God, you ain't by yourself. You called into this line for a reason. You called in here today for a reason. We have prophets on here. We have pastors and evangelists touching and agreeing with you even now. Even that will listen after this call and this broadcast and will touch and agree and will bind that strong man that's in your house, in your ministry, in your life, that's buffeting you. You got people that's going to encourage you. Amen. That's why I say continue to call in. Amen to God. And God is going to continue to use your brothers and sisters to help fight with you. You're not by yourself in this now. God, see, God is activating some things now in the people of God, the antibodies. Amen, amen to God. You got the white blood cells. You got the red ones, amen to God, that are there with oxygen that encourage and God help. But then you have the antibodies, amen to God, that are physically there. Amen, and God, and doing tangible things. Amen, amen. So, amen, stay attached. Amen, stay close. Amen. God is doing some things in your life in the midst of these attacks. It was necessary, amen, for you to connect, amen, to God with this ministry. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And build with this here people. Hallelujah. You're not by yourself, woman. God, remember that.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Amen. Stay close to the evangelist. Amen to God. Amen to God. Amen. If you can get our number, stay close. Amen, amen to God, amen. You got people that is praying with you in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is not strange, amen to God, that you called in today.
Let's do a special prayer, Minister Democrat, if you don't mind. We want to lift up this woman of God.
Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, cover God.
Lord, she was obedient, God, and answered the call. Amen, amen. When you told her to call in, she called in, God. Oh, God, and because of her obedience, God. Hallelujah. Even now, God, we begin to bind that strong man, God. Amen. She began to speak of as a woman, God. She didn't understand why she had to go through, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, we remember what you went through, Jesus. Amen. Understanding, God, that this is the devil. This is the adversary. He is our enemy. Amen, God. You will endure and go through, amen, God. But Jesus said, amen, I saw this, and I've already prayed for you. Understand that, amen, God, this is not a surprise. Jesus saw this coming, woman of God. And in the name of Jesus, according to the prayer that he has given us, he said, greater things shall you do. God, activate in this woman of God. Hallelujah, oh God, that thing that needs to be activated, God. Oh God, that gift of faith, God. Activate that discerning spirit. God, as she begin to read her Bible, God. As she begin to pray, God, she will hear you, God. Oh God, begin to bring the angels in her life, God. Activate them, God, for this specific battle, God. Oh, God, we call on Jehovah Nissi in this hour, God. We need you to be the Lord our banner in this hour, God. Oh, God, as she hangs up the phone, God. Oh, God, go with her, God. As she reads the Bible, as she prays, God. As she connects to your people, God. God, give her a rhema word for that particular hour, God. Give her a rhema word, God, for that particular day, God. Oh, not by power nor by might, God. But but by your spirit, do it even now as we are yet praying, as we are yet speaking, that the demons will shake, that the demons will be turned, oh God, into warriors, that they cannot touch her, that they cannot affect her. Remove yourself. We cancel your assignment, devil. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, oh God, even now. Hallelujah, amen, and we charge you, oh God. If you have, amen, I got some olive oil in your house. Amen. Begin to anoint the rooms in your house. And so the blood.
The Lord done told me to go out and evangelize.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
He done told me to go and bring his people in. He done told me to go and be a fisherman of men. Because I done been through it and I can catch a group of people. And I'm out there and I'm going.
All right.
I'm going every day somebody getting saved. I can't give up.
All right. Oh, that's why the devil mad at you. Amen to God. Amen. The charge that keep you out, woman of God, that's anointed. That's anointed. And one thing about the anointing, I'll tell you this. People getting saved when you're going out, that's the anointing. The Bible says because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. See, these are yokes that you speak of, woman of God. So, amen, you keep letting God have his way. The Bible says, when the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. You keep letting God have liberty and whatnot, and those yokes will be destroyed because the anointing, amen, of God, will get stronger and stronger. Wherever you at, amen, whether you're in the congregation, whether you, oh God, in prayer groups, whether you're at home, amen, the anointing that's on you, like that fell with the apostles, it will travel with you. And when you walk into a place, that anointing, because of the anointing, that yoke in that particular hour will be destroyed. And we speak this in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. The things that I was telling you about was things that have happened to me already. I've been delivered. I am set
all
free.
Right.
But I didn't know why I had to go through all of that. Why did
all
I have
right.
a woman? A woman don't go through stuff like that.
My
oh,
Lord,
God.
My Lord. My Lord,
I'm
my Lord.
Free. Today I'm free. I'm free.
Mm.
God,
God
is good.
My God, my God.
He told me go get his people. Keep
all
my
right.
hands to the plow. Keep my
all
hands
right.
to the plow.
All right.
Oh, God,
all
thank
right,
you, God.
Lord. Amen, 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 amen. God is speaking to you. That's a beautiful thing. In the midst of that trial and tribulation, he was still speaking. Ain't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Amen. God, when Joseph was in the pit and Joseph was born, he was a slave. God was still giving him dreams. God was giving him revelation. Hallelujah. God was speaking to him in the midst of his slavery. God gave him in the midst of whatever. Amen. And your slavery might have been addiction at that time, but in the midst of it, God still spoke to you. God still gave you dreams.
Jesus.
God still talked to you. Amen, amen, amen. Letting you know, amen, to God, that I'm bigger than that. Hallelujah. Look at him. Look at him. That's how God do. Amen. God is bigger. See, when David said, magnify the Lord with me, he basically was saying, make God bigger than everything in your life. That's all.
Ah.
Is God bigger than this? Is God bigger than this? Is he bigger than that? If so, magnify him. Make him bigger than that problem, and God will continue to bless your ministry. God will continue
Hallelujah.
To bless those assigned to you. You continue to magnify him, not saying the words, but you make God bigger. Amen. When every time that situation presents itself, you say, well, God, you are bigger than this. And that
You're
is magnified.
God.
That is how
Amen.
You magnify him, not just in words, not just in a hallelujah, but literally say, Lord, you are bigger than
Jesus.
You magnify God. God will do a thing in your life. And it goes aside to you, like,
I receive that. I am the Messiah, too. Thank you, God. All right, well, God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
We love you. We appreciate you. Hey, God always, one thing about God, he knows when we're obedient. God knows.
All right.
And people don't really believe the prophet. But you don't have you can have whatever is in your mind. But guess what? You
All
don't
right.
believe some you're gonna believe somebody. Okay?
All right.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't
sacrifice.
Care how much money we have.
My God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Even
Hallelujah.
God.
We can still, y'all forgive me, we can still give God what he is looking for. And God is interested in us being obedient. That's the whole thing. Our obedience is greater than our sacrifice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And our obedience have a great recompense of reward. Hey, glory to God, our faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Right. Sometimes we look at other things, but your faithfulness and your obedience, you're willing to follow instructions. Hallelujah. Sometimes we look at folks, oh, they're just a man, they're just a woman. No, 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 they may be a man and a woman in the flesh, but you got to respect and recognize the anointing that God has given leaders to lead the flock. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
God has given some the leadership, the rulership over, not as God's. Now, we can't be lords over God's heritage. Lord,
that's right.
Meaning where you're trying to manipulate, you're trying to control.
My Lord, my Lord.
No, the shepherd,
right?
The shepherd loves his sheep.
Good
the shepherd,
shepherd
cares you. For his sheep. He's going to leave the 99 and go and look for the one. That's when you know the shepherd loves you. That's when you know he cares. That's when you know you're not being prostituted. You're not being manipulated. You're not being used as merchandise.
That's right.
Glory to God. Woo, God don't use us. And he won't allow anybody to come in our life that's going to use
God.
Us. And that's why we pray. People need the Holy Ghost. You
that's
get
right.
a discernment
right.
with the Holy Ghost. When
that's
you
right.
don't have the Holy Ghost, I don't care how good, how morally good you live. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, there's no discernment. Anybody
right.
can come in and lead
that's
you astray. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Woo, glory. So you be encouraged,
hallelujah,
woman of God.
Hallelujah.
He ain't through with you. All your suffering, all that you're going through is for to help somebody. Hey, we can't help nobody unless we go through something.
We got to know something
all
about
right.
what they're going through.
You don't go witness to somebody and tell them you're a soldier and you ain't never been wounded.
Right.
Every soldier done been wounded in battle.
Amen.
Amen.
They haven't been wounded physically. They've been wounded mentally. Hey, so if you a soldier, baby, you gonna take some licks. You know, Messiah. Ooh, you gonna take some licks. But then they take a licking and keep on ticking. You know, Messiah. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Amen.
Thank you.
We're gonna go on to Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby is quiet. She'll never ask for prayer. But I want the man of God to pray for Sister Ruby today.
We have
Sister Ruby ain't going to ask for prayer. She ain't going she have her moments where she say a little something, but other than that, she's very reserved and very quiet. She's
a naturally
quiet person. Hallelujah. She just take care of her business quietly. But we're going to go to Sister Ruby and have some remarks for her. And before we dismiss, I definitely want the man of God to pray for her, and we're going to pray for also our speakers and the souls that's going to be coming in this crusade. I tell you, you all, if y'all able to get down here, get down here. God is going to do something here in this city, and not because of me. He's going to do it because guess what? It's already been preordained. Already set up to happen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So Sister Ruby, glory to God. Thank God for you.
God bless. We have two callers. Let's go here. They moved up. Let's open up your line a minute. 517-5460.
Hi. God bless you.
Hi. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I'm calling in from Michigan. And I was driving home from work, and I'm so glad I came in. Glory to God. It's such an anointing.
Hallelujah.
I bring you from Lansing, Michigan, and I just wanted to ask for a special prayer. I got quite a bit of illnesses surrounding my family and deaths. Father, sister, aunt, uncle, in the last 2 to 3 years, and it's a little overwhelming. And I'm thanking the Lord that each one of them was saved. My father was a pastor for 40 years, and my sister was a minister, and my uncle was a pastor. So they died doing what they believed God, but we are left we don't grieve as the world grieves, but we are thankful. But I just ask your strength to go through this time of bereavement and thanking God there was a purpose in everything that He's done. And even some things personally that I'm going through, I just seek your prayers. There was a I got yoked with a soul tie that wasn't a godly soul tie, and I'm just asking for strength too. And I think it came as a result of my own grievance, and I was I left myself open. And I heard you say that earlier. We sometimes take the covering off of us and around us, and then the enemy sneaks in. And I'm asking God for total deliverance from this ungodly soul tie. So I just seek your prayers. I appreciate it.
Amen, amen. Now, what's your name?
My name is Leah. Minister Lena. L-E-N-A.
Leah?
Lena. Yep.
Lena.
Lena.
Minister Lena. Amen. Now, who directed you to the line?
Pardon me?
Who directed you to the line?
I don't know. I don't know how I found this number. It was in my phone. I had it placed in as a prayer line. I don't think ever been able to. I don't think I caught it. And I just was on my way home from work, and I was praying, and I looked through my phone, and I seen it, and I just dialed the number. And
okay,
I have been
My family is there in Lansing, the Singleton, so. I didn't know if you are connected.
Yes. That's who it was. That's who
Bishop
gave me
Singleton.
The number. It's Bishop Singleton's son. He
We're
I was
here.
In. Okay, I don't really know his name, but he knew I was in the
right.
And he referred me. So he was right. He said, if you want a prayer line, call this number. And he
Look
gave
at
that.
God.
So thank the Lord. That's who it was.
My God, that was Aaron. That was Aaron. When you said Lansing, I knew the connection, and I just didn't know if you were part of the Bread House or what have you. But Aaron,
no, I'm a member of.
Talking to people all the time.
Well,
oh
God, yeah, I'm a member.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right. Well, we're gonna have Minister Democrat to pray for you and.
Thank
whenever
you
can, we're on this line Monday through Friday. So God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Amen, amen, amen. When it comes to soul ties, amen, we always, you know, there's a night of renunciation you have to do. Amen, amen, of God, you know, so even when you hang up the line, amen, of God, that you would renounce, amen, of God, that you begin to renounce pictures, you begin to renounce messages, you begin to renounce, amen, conversations, amen, of God, amen, and purge, amen, you know, because it's like, amen, of God, a detox. You don't just, just get stuff like that. It's a detox. It's a literal, amen, of God. It's like getting a smell off of you, amen, of God, amen, of God. It's a process. Hallelujah. Amen. So just understand that, you know, when you're dealing with soul ties and whatnot, it's like a process. Come on, it's a spiritual detox. So, amen, of God, you might want to, amen, go into a fast and whatnot and pray that God continue to, amen, to deal with you as you begin to go through your renunciation and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you might need to might want to pray on that and study, do some research on renunciation and spiritual warfare. But that's what I would that you would begin to study, woman of God, as we begin to pray about renunciation in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord, even now, God.
Hey,
amen.
Thank
as we
you,
begin
Lord.
To speak over the woman of God, even now, God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. God, all things work together
you.
For the good.
Oh,
amen. Yes. Amen. God, you teaching her about warfare, God. Amen.
Yeah.
It was necessary, God, for her to find herself. Amen.
Yeah.
Into a situation like this, in an unfamiliar place, God, for you to familiarize her with warfare, God. Oh, God, you are going to activate gifts in this woman of God. Warfare, servant of yours, God. Amen. And you need it, oh, God, for such a time as this, oh God. Oh God, Lord, we begin to speak for the woman of God, God, as she goes through her renunciation, God. God, go with her, God. God, begin to activate those gifts inside of her, God. Activate those gifts, oh God, of discernment, God. Oh God, activate those gifts so she will understand a word of knowledge when people speak to her, God. You will begin to show them, oh God, their agenda, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that she will not be that lamb or that sheep, oh God. Oh God, but that she will be that powerful woman of God, oh God, anointed God, and because of the anointing, oh God, that yoke, oh God, that the woman of God is speaking of even now is destroyed in the name of Jesus. We speak that in the name of, we speak as she goes through her renunciation, oh God, that the yokes will all begin to fall from her house, God, and those spirits attached to those things, God. Oh, God, we rebuke them out of her house, God. We rebuke them, oh, God, off of her computer, off of her phone, God. We rebuke these things in the name of Jesus, God. As she begins to renounce, God, we step in agreement with this woman of God. Hallelujah, God, not by power, nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, God. Hallelujah, go with the evil now, God. Send, oh, God, anointing in that house. Destroy yoke in every room, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, in every orifice of the house, God, in every element of the car, God. Oh, God, in her prayer, God, in her conversation, God. Oh, God, we renounce, we renounce, we renounce, God. We release that renunciation spirit in her life even now, God. Oh, God, that there be no retaliation and no backlash. Cover this woman of God. Cover, cover, God. Cover the little sign to her, God. Oh, God, you raised her up in spiritual warfare, God. It was necessary for this to happen, God. Oh, God, but activate in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Hallelujah.
Give God a wave offering. Give God a wave offering. Amen. He activated you in warfare. It was necessary. It was necessary. Hallelujah. But God is going to do some things in you, woman of God. Hallelujah. In warfare. Amen. This soul tie, that's just the beginning. As you announce this thing, watch what God do. This is just the beginning. Amen, amen. God is going to do a thing with spiritual warfare with you, woman of God. Let God continue to have his way in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
We give you a wave offering even now, God. Hallelujah. We give you a wave offering, God. We give you a wave offering, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you even now in advance, God. In advance, God, we thank you. God is doing a thing even now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for these trials and these tests, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, for considering us to go through this, oh, God. Hallelujah. For trusting us, oh, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We didn't think we could do it. But you did, God. You saw something inside of us, God. Hallelujah. Amen. You saw the best in us. Ah. When everyone else saw the worst in me, ah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You saw the best in me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what God is doing. It's a reason that you came on the line today. Now he's showing you the best in you. Amen, amen, amen. This is the beginning. In Jesus' name, we release this into your life. We charge you, woman of God. Renounce it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Leah. Thank you,
God.
God
bless you.
Ah, God already knows. Something out. You can give out a card, and just in that hour that you think not, the Lord say, hey, call that number. Ah, you know?
That's right.
So that lets you know that our labor is not in vain. Aaron's labor is not in vain. Amen. Sometimes we sow seeds and we don't even know when they're going to come out. Ah! Hallelujah.
Thank you for
that
seed
that he sown. That was a seed that he sown. Seed ain't just about money. Seed ain't just about time. He sowed the radio broadcast hard into this woman of God's head and look at
this was the day
she needed to be. This was the day that God destined for her to call in. Oh,
I believe
Don't God showed.
Don't sell his Lord. He ain't no chief God. He know what he's doing.
All right.
God bless you, woman of God. We're so glad that you was able to tune in and tune in again. Amen. Continue to just let the Lord use you. Ah, God. Ah, you're the most high.
Glory to God. All right.
It's
praying for you all. I'll be praying for your evangelism, your ministry. I will be praying for
you.
I'd like to get the information that if I'd like to write you in or sow a seed, would you please let me know that?
We'll give you a call, woman of God. We'll give you the call and give you the information. Amen.
Yes.
Our website is on that card, www.newdestinyministries.com, and I also think they have my personal number on that card, too. But we have your number. We certainly will be talking with you.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right.
Mr. Ruby said it was one more, another caller.
They left off. They were on earlier and they came back on. It was a 209 number. So they're not on now.
209.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a
blessing. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go to me, huh? So you said.
You always last but not least, Sister
Ruby. So you know what? Oh, it's something how you say, well, we're going to go. I said you probably didn't see her on the switchboard.
I didn't. I've been in a strange place here today.
Hallelujah.
Question mark, and you know, it's something about how the Lord puts souls in your heart and mind and a ministry. And I say, well, we going to Sister Ruby. I said, oh, no, we're going to hit this 517 up in here.
All right now.
Soul is important. The Lord knows what he's doing because it's his broadcast. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we allow him to operate and move. But anyway, what I was going to say a minute, Evangeline, I say I don't acts or whatever, but you know, I just feel like the word coming, it heals me, it anoints me and set free. But what I was going to say was that I used to talk about people that was on drugs and dope and all like that. I say, them old people out there all on drugs and all that stuff, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And you know what? I talked about him like a dog. I mean, I just, you know, talk on, that's disgraceful. How am I going, and you know what? I wind up on drugs. Alcoholic, a cigarette smoker, just doing everything the world do. And you know what?
It was like in my
50s. When I got hooked on this stuff, you know, the Lord. But
my God, my God.
I went through that, but I was always a weekend smoker, or whatever you say. I went to work, but on the weekend, that's all I done. But what to say is the Lord, I told y'all about how I was crying out to the Lord for help, and he just sent me to the wig shop. But anyway, I'm saying to myself, Lord, what is that? But like Minister Democrat brought the word today about you got to go through. Is your white cell or your red cell? I think I was both cells. But then I said, Lord, I thank you because he saved me into his royal family of baptized believers, and he gave me a gift of the Holy Ghost, and he sent me out in the highway and the hedges to do his work.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right now.
No problem. Wherever. I say, Lord, I'll go.
Thank you.
Because you know what? I had already been through all this stuff. So when I go out to hand out a tract, they tell me, oh, you don't know my story. Well, let me tell you about my story. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you. All right.
I got a story, too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got these tracts. Would you believe one thing? I'm on drugs. I've been there, too. Yeah, I've been there too, but guess what? I know a man from Galilee who saved my soul.
All right.
Hallelujah. So I just get excited about witnessing. I guess I'm a little louder, but I get excited about witnessing. Get excited about the anointing that the Lord put on you when he called you in the field to go out in the highway and hedges and bring his people in. And it's a different anointing than you being a witness inside the church building or a witness your family, whatever. It's an anointing that when you come over you and you on them sidewalks, the Lord will meet you there. And they'll be hollering and screaming and trying to get the Holy Ghost. And they say, Lord, this is real. So that's what I had
all right.
Said to Renita, if the Lord send you go, because he got you covered in all the things you have went through, is to bring somebody else up out that fire. So pray my strength in the Lord. I get excited about something. I say, Lord,
right.
This ministry. Hallelujah. So God,
what the song says, we've been through what you've been through, we'll praise him too.
Praise him, Lord.
Amen, amen.
So it's all
you got a right to praise him.
And Minister Democrat brought this word because it's so true. You have to go through the people out there, and they say, go out in the highway and hedges. Well, you go out there and you ain't been through nothing, and you're going to have
no.
You know, such. And what can you tell me? You ain't been through nothing. Well, you ain't got nothing to say. But I hit the flow with them. Yeah, I've been through.
All right.
Dope. Go up in the dope house and get them, the whatever house, wine house, whatever, say, because I know the Lord is with me and he's covering me. His angels are capped around about me, and souls is
all
important.
Right.
Angels in heaven.
All right.
Your one soul. Pray my strength in the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That's all
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Get excited.
The song says, I want to live so God can use me anywhere.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
Anytime. If you need to bring me while I'm walking to the store, while I'm going to appointments, while I'm talking to people, while I'm in congregations, if I'm on the plane, wherever I'm at, use me, Lord. Activate me. Use my mouth. Hallelujah. Use my story. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. It's a reason.
It's a
right.
reason.
All right, I want you to pray for Sister Ruby, and we want you all to remember this citywide crusade. Amen.
Yes.
I've been asking for souls. God needs some people to sow. Amen.
All
so
right.
we're going to be announcing this all the year. All the year God has given us a work to do here. So we're going to ask as we've been commanded to do so. So we want
thank
you all to pray and remember our website. Go and visit our website. There's a PayPal button. You can donate at any time, 24/7. Amen. Remember our speakers. They're coming from Atlanta. They're coming from California. They're coming from Michigan. They're in Louisiana. They're coming from Florida. They're coming from Mississippi. Amen. And they're coming to minister to souls. Here in
yes,
New
God.
Orleans. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. Amen. So we want you all to remember this in your prayer. Amen. So I'm going to ask Minister Democrat to pray for Sister Ruby, pray for this crusade, pray for these speakers, and most of all, pray for the souls that's here in
thank
New Orleans that God is going to do something for.
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, even now, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, for meeting us here today, God. We thank you. Amen, amen. For those, oh, God, in the remnants that's
thank
on
you.
This line, God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. One of the armor bearers on this line, God. God, asking, God, you continue, God, to use her as a light, oh, God. Sit up on that hill, God. God, give her a word, God, so she can continue to witness, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Continue to have discernment as she's on this line, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, she works the board, God. She see who comes on, oh, God. Oh, God, give her that prayer spirit, God. Oh, God, as the people are come on. Amen. Even if they call them with wrong intentions, God. Oh, God, if she begin to pray, oh, God, that their mind will change. Oh, God, those that are lurking on the line, God, those that pranksters that's on the line. Oh, God, if she go through them on the board, oh, God. Oh, God, cover her, God, in the name of Jesus. Activate, oh, God, the discernment, that word of knowledge, oh, God, that she can tell, oh, God, what is of you, oh, God, and what is of people, God. In the name of Jesus, God, cover her mantle, oh, God. Cover her family, God, her body, God. Oh, God, we speak divine health into this woman of God life, oh, God. Oh, God, into her ministry, God. Oh, God, we speak, oh, God, a covering, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit, God. God, do a thing, oh, God, from this prayer. Activate, God, from the citywide crusade, God, from this prayer, God, oh, God, send a rhema word specific to that city, God, specific to those people, God, who will be listening, God. Oh, God, that they will have ears to hear, God. Oh, God, that they will have a word for them, God, directly from you, God. Oh, God, and remember, God, the soul that's coming out, God. Oh, God, we want souls being baptized, God. Oh, God, we want people giving their life to you, God. Send your angels, oh, God, before the byways and highways, God. Send them ahead of us, oh, God. Oh, God, that when the saints of God get there, when the word get there, oh, God, you already prepared that the seed will fall on good ground. Break up the fallow ground even now. Find them, God. Whether they're, oh, God, in the juke joint, find them there, God. If they're walking up and down the street, find them, God. Wherever they're at, God, find them, oh, God, and lead them, oh, God, to the crusade. We speak this, oh, God, unto the prophet of this line, God. Hallelujah. Come, oh, God, the evangelist, God. Oh, God, the overseer, God. Oh, God, that there be no backlash and no retaliation, God. Oh, God, cover, God. Hallelujah, God. Cover our family, God. Oh, God, her sisters, God. Her brothers, God. Her mother, God. Cover, God, her ministry, God. Her body, God. Pour back into the woman of God as she pour into the people, God. The mantle that's been above her, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Protect that mantle, God, with your angels, God. Protect this ministry, God, not by power nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, God, we speak this, that those that listen to this message, God, whether they listen tomorrow, whether they listen later on in the archives, whether they're listening tonight, whether they already heard, God, and hung up already, God. God, oh, God, let that seed fall on good ground. Oh, God, that they could activate it again when they find themselves. Amen. In situations, God, you will bring this word back to remembrance, God. Oh, God, that they can be, oh, God, a red blood cell. Amen. Carrying oxygen to the saints. Oh, God, that a word from their mouth will keep somebody from backsliding. A word from their mouth, God, will keep somebody from leaving the church, God. A word from their mouth, God. Oh, God, will encourage them, God. Activate that white blood cell, God. That antibody. That person, God, that has tangible things. Oh, God, they got food in their house, God. Oh, God, they have money, God. Oh, God, they can bless this kingdom building thing, oh, God. God, bless them, oh, God, whatever they have in their hand. Like you did Moses when he threw it to the ground. You changed it into what the body needed, oh, God. Oh, God, so, oh, God, they attacked everything that was coming against them, God. It ate up all the other snakes, God. Oh, God, whatever they have in their hand, God. Oh, God, bless it, oh, God. Oh, God, to conquer and counteract the poison that's been in your congregation, God. Oh, God, activate it even now from this prayer, God. If they're listening now, let them know who they are, God. Spin them, God, like you spin that bull, God. Oh, God, the old guy, after they come out of this, God, they'll find out who they are. We release this into the line in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah, amen. Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody about
well,
to find out who they are. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You about to find out. Hallelujah. They say, I'm yours, Lord. Fight with it. Try me out and see if I can be completely yours. Amen. They're about to find out who they are. Hallelujah. There's more gifts, the deeper depths. When you start praying more and reading more, God starts activating more. The gift ain't way up in space nowhere. It's inside of you. But to activate it, amen, we just need to do a bit more praying. Amen. Like the song said, I just need a little bit more Jesus. Amen. That's all. Just read a little bit more. Just pray a little bit more. Stay on your knees a little bit longer and watch God do a thing. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Receive that, Evander.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we praise the Lord. God bless you all. We're looking for to finish out this week with this topic. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank you, man of God. We certainly appreciate you. Ministering on today has been a blessing to my spirit and my man in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, God,
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this man of God. We're asking you to pour back into him everything that he's poured out to your people today, God. Overtake him, God. Bless him in his travels,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Bless him in his
business,
God. And even his family
Hallelujah,
and his
Hallelujah,
daughter, God. We're asking you to remember his daughter in a special way, Lord God. Oh, God, you know the desires of his heart, God.
That's
and you
right,
said
God.
If our ways please you, you would
come
give
on,
us the desires of our heart, God.
That's right.
We ask for you to remember his daughter, God. Cover her everywhere
Jesus,
she
Jesus,
go, God.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus.
God, and deal with the Lord, God, where she'll be
yes,
able to
God.
Surrender. Hallelujah,
her,
not some at all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for him, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I receive that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. God going to do a thing.
Mm.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Wait, hallelujah. What's this movie? What song you got for us? Amen, I got amen. Those be some ministry songs. We got to get your collection. Thank you.
Oh, that's the best. Bedard, she done it on there. She finished.
Amen.
Okay. God bless. You closed out, right, Minister Democrat. You closed us out.
Yes, ma'am.
Evangelist Bernard? Oh, she must be in and out. But anyway, we thank the Lord for this anointed, powerful word of God every day. As we say, please don't sign off because God got a rhema word just for you. And it was three or four double rhemas today. So God bless you.
All right.
Nothing without you. Bye, Jesus.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. I'm nothing but a ship without a sailor, moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you, so breathe through me.
Nothing Without You by Jason Nelson. God bless. We're closing out this segment.